This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And spring is here, which brings milder temperatures and longer evenings, but it also creates the perfect conditions for mold to grow in our homes. Well, to chat about how serious this can be and the best ways to tackle mold, I'm joined by lecturer in microbiology and allergen management at TU Dublin, Dr. Orla Cahill. Good morning, Orla.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for being with us. Mold. How worried should we be about mold in our homes?
Mold can be problematic, especially if anybody in the household has a respiratory condition. So say, for example, asthma, hay fever, or allergic rhinitis, or any sort of immunocompromisation, issues with the respiratory system. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can actually have, it can affect the structural integrity of our homes as well. So it's problematic from a health perspective, but also from, you know, just the general structural integrity of our homes, like paint and wood, etc.
And does it like this time of the year?
Yes, it does, because wintertime is the perfect prime time for mold infestations, primarily because we don't have our windows open. We have our windows closed because we want to keep out the cold. But when you have the likes of, say, your radiators coming on in the morning time, so the warm air is hitting the cold of the window, it's a perfect environment for condensation to develop. It's that moisture is a prime environment for mold spores to germinate and to start to grow. So hence you'll see the black spots around the edges of your window frame, or say, for example, in your bathroom, up around, say, the, you know, on that, maybe the shower door, up around the corners of the ceiling, and that's because of the poor ventilation. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, say, for example, in your kitchen, if you're cooking, to put lids on your saucepans, or your extractor fan on, or if you've had a hot shower, to open the window afterwards in order to ventilate and allow the humid air to dissipate, really.
Which we don't like to do when it's cold, you know, in the bathroom, to open the window. But maybe coming into this time of the year, it might be slightly more attractive to do that after you've had your shower. What about using a dehumidifier?
Yes, they're very good. I have to say, we have one. I use one here, and it's really, really, really works. It works very, very well. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed the amount of water that it actually sucks in, and especially around the winter time when you can't hang your clothes out on the washing line, so you're drying clothes indoors on either a clothes horse or on radiators, and that amount, one load of washing on radiators or drying indoors, can release up to 2 litres of water when they're drying. Okay. So it is that water. I mean, mold spores love humid, moist environments. And also, we're bringing mold spores in from outdoors on our clothes. So the likes of, say, Aspergillus might be circulating in mold, like if you're out for a walk in the woods or whatever, and you come in, you hang your coats up. And I find it when we do our spring clean, I find the mold on the behind the coat hanger, because you're coming in, your coat is lovely and warm, you've got the mold spores on it. But once you put your coat up on the hanger and it hits the cold of the wall, then, you know, when you take the coats down, you'll go, oh, And, you know, it happens on a regular basis here every spring when I take the colds down to put them away. Decluttering as well is very important to allow air to circulate, because if you have, say, a mountain of, a mountain of clothes, which I frequently find in my teenager's bedroom on the floor, inadvertently, you're going to get mold spots on the carpet beneath. So it's really, really important to declutter and allow the air to circulate.
And is there any point in cleaning it away? Like, what does that achieve apart from the aesthetic of not seeing it? Is it getting rid of the problem?
It's removing the root cause, I guess. It's removing the spores. Now, the spores can be there. They can regenerate in favourable conditions. So using the likes, and you don't have to use harsh chemicals that, again, can exacerbate respiratory conditions if you have anybody who's susceptible. So the likes of, say, spirit vinegar in water or baking soda and lemon juice, spray it on the area that's affected. Now, some surfaces are more susceptible to this than others, obviously the likes of textiles, furniture, carpets. You're preferentially, you know, hoovering those or you know, cleaning those with a hoover. But, you know, hard surfaces, the likes of your spirit vinegar, your baking soda, your lemon juice and water, clean those down, you're removing. And the likes of those black spots that you see, the mildew, it's like cladosporum or those aspergillus that I mentioned previously, is that black colour. Mm-hmm. So you're actually removing that, and you're actually removing the spores and preventing them from regenerating or re-germinating, that can create more, more mold.
Orla, I have some questions coming in, and we might just have a look at some of them. So this listener recently did kitchen renovations. They have a back door that's no longer in use because they have a French door. So the back door is closed, but they've noticed that there's mold forming on the door itself. The plan is to block it off completely. But what they're wondering is, do they need to add additional ventilation in the meantime? What do you think is going on there?
It's probably the frame of the door that it could be rising damp. So that could be coming up from the fact that it's not been used. It could be coming up from below. Yeah. So make sure that there's no cracks in that, or even underneath maybe the foundations under the door, you know, just have a look and see if there's structural integrity issues there.
So that's essentially a lack of ventilation, because if that door previously was open and closed all the time, that was mitigating against the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ventilation is primary. That's a really, really important, is ventilation, adequate ventilation. Yeah, if you don't have that, you're just going to, you know, without fresh air circulation, the moist air becomes trapped and it increases the humidity and making condensation more likely. So that is, it's kind of like a vicious circle, really, without the ventilation.
Someone here is telling me about a German habit of opening your windows widely daily on opposite sides of the house for 5 to 10 minutes to refresh the air in the house. It's a practice called Luften, and it works wonders for mold control. Do you know about that?
Breathing. So the circulation of the airflow from the front to the back, or vice versa, depending on which way the wind is going. So you're literally flushing out the house, pretty much. So you're allowing the house to breathe. And, you know, you hear spring clean, and you know, pardon the pun, it is springtime. But yes, that is essentially what it is just allowing the house to breathe, because it's been closed up for the whole of the winter time. So it's just allowing the airflow.
I'm wondering, having listened to you, whether that should be a daily practice, even on the coldest day, just to let the blast of air in from front to back.
Well, my husband would agree. My husband would say yes, on the coldest day, because he frequently has the windows open here, even during winter.
Oh, yeah. Do I sense a battle in the house over this?
Yes, I'm the cold creature, we have to be mindful, because our daughter is asthmatic.
Okay.
So it's very important that, you know, she has very good ventilation in the house, and in you know, in her room especially as well. Mm-hmm. So her window is open all year round, in order to ensure that she's, you know, has that proper ventilation.
And of course, people who have asthma or allergies are particularly vulnerable, as you've explained. This listener has built a house in 2019, and they get mold, terrible mold, in the winter. The dehumidifier is turned on in a couple of the rooms every day to keep it at bay. And they say that new houses are over insulated and causing the house to sweat. Do you think that this is a problem with the, you know, all of these A-rated houses, that there can be ventilation problems?
There can be, yes, absolutely. And there's an example, an estate close by to us just has been newly built. They can't inhabit the houses because of the insulation issues. So there have to
Are
be
too
all
hot?
Re- Yeah, they have to be all redone.
Right.
Because you could actually see a build-up, even when the houses were uninhabited, you could see the build-up of condensation inside the window.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't actually inhabited.
Right.
But you could see, you know, and that was on like really say warm days in the summertime. So you could see the build-up inside the window.
Yeah.
Obviously because they hadn't been inhabited, they hadn't been opened, you know, poor ventilation. So build-up of that condensation inside. Mm-hmm. And it can be really, it's a problem with new constructions.
Mm-hmm. There's another message here which says that every single household in Ireland should have a dehumidifier. It is essential. And I think a lot of people having listened to you, Orla, might be researching now how much they are, what size they should be. That might be a conversation we'll have on another day. But for now, Dr. Orla Cahill, thank you very much for being with us. That is fascinating. Orla is a lecturer in microbiology and allergen management in TU Dublin.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.